You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Coming soon, a brand new season of the Music to My Ears podcast, brought to you by BBC Music Magazine. This season, we hear from musicians, authors, broadcasters, and composers about the music that means the most to them. DJ and broadcaster Edith Bowman tells us about her fanatical love of film scores.
The music is not there as the composer's piece of work. It's there to facilitate the story and the narrative and the characters, and it's part of the jigsaw. But there are some times where those scores are so incredible that they do fit a purpose of being their own thing as well.
Clarinetist Julian Bliss talks about the underrated brilliance of wind band music.
As a musician, if you try and actively quantify what it is you like, whether it's a certain type of phrasing or the way that they articulate certain notes or dynamics, but also quantify what maybe, I wouldn't say what you don't like, but what you wouldn't do, that then makes your playing, makes you a better musician, more aware musician.
And multi-instrumentalist and producer Cosmo Sheldrake describes the challenges and joys of making field recordings of birdsong.
My mum's mother was a concert pianist, and she teaches Mongolian overtone chanting. So I grew up with lots of people sort of chanting in the basement and some of her workshops. And also she used to, for years she was together with and travelled with and worked with Karlheinz Stockhausen, who is one of the kind of pioneers of electronic music. So she had this kind of awareness, and you know, there's on the walls of our house are some of his amazing early scores, these kind of pictorial mad sort of diagrams, musical diagrams.
Find us on Acast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.